This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Brian Koberger and the questionnaire. That's what everyone's been talking about lately, the questionnaire that Ann Taylor sent out to 400 potential jurors in Moscow, Idaho, asking a litany of questions, some very factual based on the case itself, some almost kind of pulling weird accusations out of nowhere and throwing it into the ether of Moscow, Idaho. Joining us to discuss, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. What was your reaction now that we see the whole list of questions that were asked in terms of how could this affect a potential jury pool? Was it prudent to do something like this, or was this a tactic of Ann to basically taint the jury pool herself?
Well, I found this all to be pretty jaw-dropping, to be honest.
Yeah.
Not that she was polling or conducting this survey. No problem with that. But you have to be very generic. You can't get into specifics, especially specifics that have not been proven and that, quite frankly, weren't even charged.
Yeah.
Like the situation regarding the stalking.
Mm-hmm.
And so many questions that I can't believe. You know, do you know about the knife sheath next to the body?
Yeah.
I mean, wow. It was just so such a tainting tool. And for her not to discuss it with prosecution, not to discuss it with the judge, wow. It just said a lot about Ann Taylor, quite frankly, in this defense.
What do you think it said? I mean, what was your takeaway on this as far as what does it say about Ann Taylor and her defense tactics?
I just thought it was really sneaky. If she wanted to conduct a poll that was really on the up and up, she should have gone to the judge. She should have gone to the prosecution. They should have agreed on questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she should have conducted the survey to see if there is bias out in their community and if there is, you know, what the thoughts are of individuals, or are they going about their lives and they know about it, but mm-hmm. they have no opinion on it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the survey to me also just sort of discounts the whole voir dire process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be asked, potential jurors are going to be asked very specific questions to, you know, figure out what, who knows what. This isn't the time. 400 people, Tony, that these questionnaires, well, it wasn't even a questionnaire. It was, you know, verbal questioning. And just think of the proliferation of that, Tony.
Yeah.
I say, wow, I tell my husband, I tell my kids, I tell my best friends, I tell the people at the pinochle party.
Mm-hmm.
Before you know it, it's proliferated to thousands of people in Latah County. The specificity, wow, did you know there was a sheath found such and such? Did you know that, you know, they mm-hmm. stalked? All these items that really have not been brought into evidence necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, these things are accusations and some of them were accusations and charges by the prosecution in this case. Some were not there at all. They were almost kind of invented, and we're talking about rumors that had been out there. But to infect the area with all of this, I mean, it just seems like, number one, the questions were kind of damning towards Koberger, but I think that was the goal. I think it was to make it look very, very bad for Koberger in this area, almost forcing the judge's hand to say, okay, we have to go somewhere else now. But that really is not an efficient strategy to defend a client. You can't force them to move it because you went and tainted the jury pool themselves. The question about the stalking was rather interesting to me. Because it wasn't ever a thing. He wasn't charged with stalking anyone. Had it been thought of, had it been discussed of, well, was he doing this? Was he doing that? Of course, that came to people's minds. But to put it out there like that, amongst a bunch of other factual pieces of information that we know of, that seemed bizarre to me. It just seemed like we're going to add a little more taint to the water, if you will, to really try and push the judge. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't think it really did much. Seemed like Judge John Judge was kind of like, well, you made your bed. Now you can lay in it even more.
Yeah. You know, back to that stalking question and your point, not only did they say stalking, but they were very specific. One, stalking mm-hmm. one. In other words, like there was somebody very specifically that was picked out, which that is no part right now of the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know about the digital information. Certainly, the jury is going to be able to reach their own conclusions based on the totality of the number of times, 12 times that he went there. Was he stalking one? Was he stalking both? Was he stalking all four? Was he stalking the house? All of that needs to be reached. But to implant that in a potential juror's mind, and again, even though the knife sheath, we know that to be factual, that there was one found and it was found near one of the murdered victims' bodies. Again, would they have ever known that but for this survey? And that's the problem. Is there really, as you said, infusing all of this into the potential jurors? And I just can't imagine she didn't do it on purpose. But did you hear her response when they asked if she knew the questions?
No. What was the response to that?
She didn't know the questions.
She didn't know the questions. Isn't that kind of important to know the questions that you're putting out there? I mean, because that could be anything then.
That, you know, I don't
buy it.
Impugn her, but no, watching her, how she is large and in charge in the courtroom, she absolutely takes over, in my opinion. Her whole person, how she speaks to the prosecutor, how she speaks to that judge.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I felt browbeaten for him. It's like, whoa.
Should there have been some penalties here for this with these actions? I mean, should there have been some sanctions? Or I don't know. I mean, a theory that I was kind of coming up with earlier was, is she trying to get off the case? Is she trying to just impugn herself in some way where the judge is like, you're gone. We got to get somebody else in here. Because it's either a really harsh move to try and get this thing moved or she wants off. I don't know. It just seems so bizarre and just so out of bounds of what one does. And I know there are surveys that are done in other cases and such, but this one just seemed to really go off the rails.
No, I agree with you. I do not agree that she wants off. I think for her, this is her everything. First of all, financially, this is off the charts for her pocketbook. Secondly, this is a huge career-making, book writing, storytelling future, future. There's no way she wants off of it. But do I think she's making so much history? Absolutely. Look, we are on our sixth expert. Many judges just take the judge in Richard Allen, mm-hmm. who wasn't allowed to have any money for experts. Judges just don't give this kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's death penalty. I understand, well, the case, but we're on our sixth judge and we haven't even gotten through the important hearings. I say the important hearings, I'm talking about things like suppression hearings and things that have to do with the Brady possibilities, Giglio. We haven't even touched on those huge hearings that are going to be coming up.
No.
And they're just trying to decide whether cameras are going to be in the courtroom and whether a survey is going to be done. And we've got six experts.
Yeah. And how much are we affecting the case by talking about it? We had three media experts already. So it's like, yeah, okay.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.